I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 798. Fill your jars. I have friends who can do things way, way, way better than I can, and they don't really need me around, but they like my company. They like my presence, my participation with them in what it is that they are accomplishing. Do you think God is like that? Because I do. Today, fill your jars. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments: to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbors. To ask the question, what would it look like for Jesus to live his life of love through us? And part of loving God is letting God actually live through us. Do you remember Jesus' first recorded miracle? Well, it happened at a wedding in Cana of Galilee. Now, there's lots of fun speculation about that story. Like, what were Jesus and the boys doing there? Were they related to the bride and groom? Were they just kind of part of the community because they didn't exactly live in Cana? Was Mary working the wedding kind of as a caterer and Jesus and the boys were helping out as servers? Why didn't the host plan for enough wine? Did too many people show up? Were people hitting the bottle more than usual? A lot of fun questions. I love asking questions about the text. But we don't have time to tell the whole story. We don't have time to ask every question. You can read about the story in John chapter 2. But here are the cliff notes. There is a village wedding. Evidently, lots of people show up. And for some reason, the wine runs out. Mary says to Jesus, "Do something." Jesus says, "It's not my time." Then Mary turns to the servants and says, "Do whatever he tells you to do." And then Jesus says to the servants, "Fill up the water jars." And there are six of them. And they do. They draw out water. They take it to the master of the feast. And it's wine. And it's not just any old wine. It's the very best wine. And he's amazed. Most people use the best wine first and save the bad wine for later when people won't notice. Now, here's the focus for today. Why did Jesus ask them to fill the water jars? Surely the Savior, who is going to turn water into wine in an instant, could have easily made the water appear in those jars. Each one, by the way, each jar could hold 20 to 30 gallons. Think about all the trips to the well those servants had to make. Those poor guys. I mean, after all, they didn't have hoses. They didn't have spigots. They had to do the walking, do the filling, and do the work. Why did Jesus not just fill the water jars and be done with it? I believe the answer is that Jesus wants to partner with you and me in what he's doing around us. Paul writes about partnership in the gospel in his epistles. Jesus sent out the disciples to do mightier works, he said. God is a God of participation. Although he could be a solo act, he chose to create Adam and Eve in the garden to tend his garden. He chose to include a cast of characters to live on this planet, to live in and to bring in and to show forth his kingdom, because that's just the way he is. And those participants get to be us. Pretty cool, huh? Here's the great question. Where can you partner with God today to be doing what he's doing, and what water jars would he have you fill to do it? Let's pray this prayer adapted from Mark Roberts. Lord, I praise you today because of who you are. I rejoice because you have made yourself known to me. You established the standard of life, revealing how I am to live in every part of my life. When you speak, Lord, I listen, learn, and obey. Your word is always trustworthy. As I praise you today for your word and your work, I seek to imitate you, despite my limitations. In my work today, Lord, may I speak what is true. May those who work with me know that my word is trustworthy. May I do my work in faithfulness, honoring my commitments, commitments I've made to you and to them. Lord, help me to work in ways that honor you above all. May every word I speak, every action I take, every thought I think, every emotion I feel glorify you. May my work this day be an act of worship, a tangible expression of praise. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 799. And in the meantime, we are co-heirs with Christ. We are members of his body. We are on his mission. That doesn't mean we sit back and watch God do all the work. We are saved not by, but certainly unto good works, which Scripture says he's prepared for us to do. So look around you. Where can you encourage the kingdom of God to come and His will be done? And as you look around you and see the need and pray about the need, go ahead, fill your jars, and see what God will do.